I don't know.
Okay. And the thing that you put the food in for a hog.
That's a trough.
Okay. And if you had three or four of them, you'd say, I have three or four?
Troughs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, now they grow back on the mountains, don't they? Well, just wild hogs, aren't they?
Okay. If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up into a boar, what might you say you were going to do with him?
Well, I don't know unless you'd do away with it and grow, or, you know, sell or what.
Okay, I'm talking about the word castrate.
Oh, that has something to do with, with their...
Yeah.
They cut something off.
Yeah, can you think about another word for castrate? People might say that they were going to do what?
Yeah, well, now if it was a... Well, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know how you'd explain it. I don't know.
What about the word alter, change, trim, cut, mark, work on? Do any of these words sound familiar?
Well, unless you have that work on, I know that the castrate business, because we had a friend out in the country and he got out that implement, you know, what they castrate them with, and he was running my husband, and we just like, you know, just a bunch of women, you know. I knew what that was, castrate. I made me think then they used to raise cows, you know, cattle. But now what was the question?
Well, just any other words besides castrate that you can think of.
Well, now, in a person, they call that, what kind of operation is that? It starts with an H.
I'm not sure.
You, when a woman has to have this operation, it's...
Hysterectomy,
that's it.
Okay, what about the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
What does it do?
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
It'll bleed all the time or make a noise like, you know, urine.
Okay, and the noise that a cow makes during feeding time.
That's moo, ain't it?
Okay, and the noise that a horse makes.
Feeny.
Okay. And if you had horses and mules and cows and so on, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you had to go out and feed them.
Feed the cattle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you were going to go feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth.
That's the poultry.
Okay. And a hen on the nest of eggs is called a...
A setting hen.
Okay. And the place where you keep the chickens.
Well, chicken yard, I guess you'd call it.
Okay. What about a place for just the mother hen and her chicks?
Well, is that not a brooder?
Okay. I'm thinking, if you were going to ship chickens somewhere, you might put them in a chicken
coop.
Okay. And if you were, you know, when you eat chicken, there's one part that has a bone that goes like this. Do you know what I'm talking
about? That's the breastbone?
Yeah, or another name for that. You can pull it apart, you know.
Wish?
Yeah, that's what
wishbone.
Okay. Do you remember any superstitions about the wishbone?
Yes, whoever gets the shortest piece gets married first.
Okay.
But that's right.
Okay. And do you have a name for the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, the liver and heart and gizzard and so forth?
Well, that's the